There are clouds to greet us on this Friday morning, 9:04, and this is Quad Cities NPR, WVIK. I'm Jim O'Hara. Iowa's public universities have been working to implement the Board of Regents' new directives on limiting diversity, equity, and inclusion programming.
All three universities closed their DEI offices. Among the other changes, universities say policies will prevent any requirement to use preferred pronouns and will cultivate new programming on building civic dialogue on campuses. Regent David Barker raised the concern that the 5 months implementing these directives coincided with the passage of new state law that may require more strict limits on existing programming. Barbara Wilson is the president of the University of Iowa.
I think much of what we're doing is in the spirit of the law, frankly, and so I think it will be good for us to work together to figure that out.
Wilson said while lawyers will decide the finer points in complying with the region's directives, the universities are substantively complying with new state law. I'm Zachary Oren-Smith, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather today, showers and thunderstorms likely, breezy and a high near 58. Overnight showers and thunderstorms with rising temps. On Saturday, partly sunny, slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, and a high near 80. Sunday, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 75. Coming up on Think, what if it were possible to put a cap on capitalism? How extreme wealth buys influence while not necessarily providing innovation. At noon today on Think, here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. I'm Jim O'Hara. You're listening to BBC's NewsHour.